Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to a debutante at Tip TV. His name is James Faulkner. He's the editorial director of Master Investor, and he's just told me off air that his nickname's Chad. James, welcome to the show. You are Master Investor, okay? I've got sort of a number of questions to ask you about. My first question, very simply. Now, I know that Master Investor is this massive yearly event, okay? You do a magazine. What's the magazine all about?
That's right. So at the Master Investor Show, we're all about empowering investors to take control of their own financial futures. So with the magazine, it's basically the same thing, but we do that every month. And basically, we assemble a group of top-notch authors, investors, financial commentators, to basically relay their views and opinions about the stock market every month. It's totally for free to read. The magazine's monthly. We've got the website, which is updated every day.
Okay. Now, a big part of the Master Investor is Mr. Jim Mellon.
That's right.
Who, for people who don't know, he's basically the UK's version of Warren Buffett, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, probably the UK's best-known investor.
What's he up to these days?
Well, his latest piece, he's been looking at the UK housing market. He's seen a bit of a wobble coming in the housing market in the short term.
So a wobble, correction or crash?
A bit of a correction, I think. He said, don't quote me on this, but I think it was up to 20% fall in housing values. So pretty.
Is that across the board, or just London, or the South East, or?
Pretty much across the board, I think. But London is one of the. The areas what you see is getting hit the most. Obviously not great news if you're a homeowner. I've just bought a house myself, but
yeah, great news that is, isn't it?
Sorry,
because he's got a reputation. He went from zero to 750 million in terms of sterling.
Yeah, the guy knows what he's talking about. He's got a reputation for picking the next big thing. He got into biotech a few years back, just before all that kicked off.
Yeah.
He got into the Russian stock market before that went crazy, just after the fallout from the Soviet Union, all that sort of stuff. And basically, he writes for us every month, so you can hear all his insights, into the markets in Master Investor magazine each month.
Right. So going back to the magazine, what are the headlines this month? What's in there?
The feature article is all about a company called Syndicate Room, who are actually exhibiting
crowdfunding.
Yeah, it's kind of like an early stage equity finance platform. So their CEO Gonzalo de Vasconcelos, I hope I've pronounced
well done.
That right. he's actually presenting at Master Investor in March in Islington. So you can actually hear him speak there on the main stage, but we've also done a full cover issue for Syndicate Room this month, and it's a really interesting piece. The company itself is all about leveling the playing field for private investors when it comes to early stage investing in high growth companies.
Understood.
Everybody knows about Facebook with people like Peter Thiel and. Bono investing when the company was worth, a few million. But private investors having to wait until the company was listed on the stock market at a valuation of 100 billion or thereabouts.
Right.
So obviously they missed most of the action there.
Okay, so what else is in the magazine?
Also, we've got a few articles from our regular contributors. We've got Victor Hill, who was talking about the end of banking, the twilight of investment banking. So he's actually put together a selection of companies from the fintech space that he thinks are well placed to take over and fill that void. We've also got Richard Gill, who's our small cap commentator. He's been looking at some of the new issues on AIM recently, and he's noted that a lot of the IPOs have been outperforming the rest of the market. So he's picked three companies out which he thinks are well placed to outperform in the short term. Also, we've got a piece from Tom Stevenson, who was the investment director at Fidelity International.
Was?
No, it was a well-known commentator on The Telegraph.
Yeah, I was going to say, he used to write for the press, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he still does write quite a few articles in the mainstream press as well. So, and he's given his big four for 2017, so his four best fund picks. Which is picked out to capitalise on what he sees as the big trends, crystallising in 2017.
Okay, so as always, how do I sign up? What do I do?
Go straight to masterinvestor.co.uk, just sign up for the newsletter, you'll get all the alerts, the daily newsletter, which will update you on all the articles on the website each day. and then you'll get the alert every time that the magazine's published each month.
So is there anything going on between the monthly magazines? Obviously, we've got the big date in March for the Master Investor.
Yeah, we publish new articles literally every day. So there's around about 4 or 5 articles on the website each day. The newsletter will fill you in on all those.
Understood. James, well done. I know you haven't been to camera for a long time.
All right, cheers.
You did very, very well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, James.